Down to business on News Talk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, supporting enterprise locally through the National Enterprise Town Awards.
So there's nothing more uninspiring than a long drawn out business meeting. However, meetings, they're probably a necessary part of professional life, but could there be a way to still catch up with colleagues and come back feeling inspired? Chris Griffiths, he's a creativity expert, he's the CEO of Open Genius and a developer of creativity app AOA, and he believes that just a 5 minute meeting can be enough to brainstorm ideas and boost creativity. Welcome back to the programme, Chris, how are you?
Yeah, very good, Bobby. Good to be speaking to you again.
Yeah, and you too. Tell me this, Chris. When we think about a meeting, we think about who, why, where and when, the sort of four W's. Really, the first thing you should be, why am I having this meeting and who needs to be there?
Absolutely. I mean, today we're in a very, very fast world and time is precious. So, you know, you really do have to consider whether the meeting is a necessary thing to have, because every meeting you have leads to more required actions if it's a valuable meeting. And more required actions means more required thought. More required thought means more required time to actually think.
Yeah. And, you know, if we look at things now around sort of technology with group emails, with WhatsApp groups, does that technology displace the need for a meeting where I can sort of communicate with 10 people at the one time and I can tell them what they need to hear and they can come back to me? Does that in any way displace a kind of a live meeting?
No, I think it's really just another form. I think it's like anything. You know, the new instant messaging type of tools that we've got are extremely valuable, but only if they're used correctly. Meeting people face to face is extremely valuable, but only if you use that time correctly. So I think, you know, as long as you can find a balance, instant messaging definitely in most of the organizations that I go into and assess is becoming more of a distraction than a benefit. I mean, having information popping up at you from your screen throughout the day really does take you away from the work that you're doing. And science shows us it takes you almost four times as long to get back into what you were doing than the actual sort of distraction that you had in the first place. So it all comes down to putting strategy behind what you're doing. As you know, it's common sense, Bobby, but unfortunately, I think, as I said to you before, common sense isn't common at the moment. It's all about speed.
And tell me this, Chris, what's your view on people having technology open or available when they're at a meeting? Because you'll often see people drifting off on their phones. You know, they'll maybe pretend that they're looking up something that pertains to the meeting. But phones and laptops are a huge distraction at any meeting. And personally, I don't think they should be allowed.
Yeah, it's knowing what to do at the right time. I mean, just think about it. This is the first time in human history that we do a lot of our thinking and our work behind a box, that sort of computer box. It definitely is a barrier. So, I mean, if you're trying to talk to somebody one-on-one and you've got your laptop open, it can be very, very disruptive. If you're using technology in a group and the technology is capturing what people are saying within the group so that you can build on it afterwards, then it becomes highly valuable. So again, it's very much about how it's used, but you're 100% right. Most of the time you'll see people being distracted by emails, messages popping up on their screen, text messages, and it takes them away from the purpose that they were there at the meeting in the first place. And that's doing a disservice to everyone else that's in that room.
And what about then the sort of, you know, the people who don't participate at meetings, be it a 5 minute meeting or a 20 minute meeting or a 2 hour meeting, people who just basically go and they're there in body but not in mind? How do you get people involved who don't necessarily want to participate in the meeting?
Well, that's a big part of putting actually the processes behind sort of creativity. Functional creativity is just so important in business, but people don't realize what that really is. And for instance, you might get a group of individuals get together in a brainstorming meeting, and that brainstorming meeting might go on for 2 or 3 hours. Well, that's a complete waste of time. As you said on your introduction, small, intense brainstorming meetings are far more effective. And the reason they're more effective is because it allows the brain time to incubate the ideas in between those meetings. It allows the brain to connect more dots. It actually makes you more open to suggestions, because when you're communicating with people, if somebody says an idea that you don't agree with, you can't help yourself, but your brain looks for reasons why you don't agree with it. As soon as you leave the room, you might think, well, actually, I can see some validity in that idea. But to get to your specific question there, which is absolutely vital that people understand this, that there is no point in asking people come to a meeting unprepared. Again, I agree with you. I think most people, when they come to a meeting, literally just wing it when they get there. Now, that's crazy, because the time that you've got to think about what value you can bring to that meeting beforehand is so important. So one of the things that we always say is that before you can even have a brainstorming meeting, you need to get each individual to map out ideas first. They have to bring those ideas with them. They can't hide. If they come with nothing, don't let them in through the door. That way you know at least they've done some preparation.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you, Chris. And I also and I think you'll agree with me on this, dinosaur speak, all those jargony, outdated phrases that are used, I hate them as well. So I'm all for the 5-minute meeting. Starts on time, ends on time. Who should be there and why are they there? And you'll get it right more than you'll get it wrong. Chris Griffiths, thanks very much for joining us.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Bobby.